We were saying at the top of the programme today that the Boris DUP love-in is over. Let's have a listen to how that once blossoming romance turned sour.
We will be damaging the fabric of the Union with regulatory checks and even customs controls between Great Britain and Northern Ireland, on top of those extra regulatory checks down the Irish Sea that are already envisaged in the withdrawal agreement. Now, I have to tell you, no British Conservative government could or should sign up to any such arrangement.
Is your party willing to accept any checks across the North Sea, even if they are of a regulatory nature, not customs checks?
No, and it's been very clear all along that has been our one red line, that we cannot have either a customs border down the Irish Sea or a regulatory border, because that would make us separate from the rest of the United Kingdom. And that doesn't work from a constitutional perspective, and it doesn't work from an economic perspective either.
Because Northern Ireland is part of the Union between Great Britain and the United Kingdom. And all the Union, let it remain so forever. When I look at this seething sea of eager, happy faces tonight supporting our precious Union, I know that it is in good shape, and that we unionists are in good heart, and that we will prevail. Thank you all very much.
But ahead of us stands the sunny uplands of freedom, and we will keep our freedom. Do not let any government ever put upon you a withdrawal agreement that cuts our great nation in two.
I want to make it absolutely clear that under no circumstances, whatever happens, will I allow the EU or anyone else to create any kind of division down the Irish Sea.
Sometimes, you know, media say to us that you are going to be thrown under a bus, that you're going to be on your own. We're not on our own, and we know that.
Boris Johnson has announced that the UK and the EU have struck a new Brexit agreement.
Now is the moment for us to get Brexit done.
Writing on Twitter, the Prime Minister said, "We've got a great new deal that takes back control. Now Parliament should get Brexit done on Saturday so we can move on to other priorities."
I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end.
In order to avoid trying to get an extension, he has been too eager by far to get a deal at any cost. If he held his nerve and held out, he would, of course, got better concessions, which kept the integrity, both economic and constitutional, of the United Kingdom.
I do think that this deal represents a very good deal both for the EU and for the UK. And it's a reasonable, fair outcome.
For 21 years, we have been told that we have to respect the Belfast Agreement. It cannot be changed. We have to respect power sharing. There has to be a majority of unionism and a majority of nationalism. This, when it comes to the Withdrawal Agreement Bill, if it passes on Saturday, will change the Northern Ireland Act from 1998.
If the DUP can't support the deal that the Prime Minister brings back, that means you effectively haven't got the support of both communities in Northern Ireland, and that's in breach of the Good Friday Agreement. If the DUP can't support it, it makes that much harder for me to support.
It means that we can deliver a real Brexit that achieves our objectives, and it means that the UK leaves whole and entire on October the 31st. And
I've got to make a decision that I believe is in the best interest of the whole of the UK. I think quite often we've heard the phrase that Ulster says no. I think on this occasion it's going to be Northern Ireland says yes.
We believe it is not in the interests of Northern Ireland, either economically, and I've explained all of that around a border essentially for not just regulations but for goods, and we have no effective consent over any of those rules. So all of that taken in the round means that we cannot support this deal.
He has certainly not done good by Northern Ireland. I think he knows that. He has made compromises with the EU on the basis that he wanted out by the 31st of October. He's probably been prepared to accept any deal to get out by the 31st of October, regardless of the impact which that has, not just on Northern Ireland, of course, but on the unity of the United Kingdom.
Get Brexit done to get this excellent deal over the line and to deliver.